Right now, I'm chilling with Snoop. This is Elegant from the Grind Magazine. What's up, Snoop? So I hear you in the MIA this Labor Day weekend. What's poppin'? Do you have any shows here, or are you just chilling for the holiday weekend?
I did a show last night in Orlando, and I did one in Miami, and I'm going tonight in West Palm Beach. Just coming out here. Show love to the Florida people for being down with me and supporting me for so long.
Okay.
Representing you, you know, right here.
Okay, that's what's up. So tell me what new projects you got going on. I know your last project was Balance the Wonderland with Soulja Boy. Who are some of the artists and producers you have working on your next project?
Well, I haven't really started on my next project just yet. I'm just trying to, you know, get a vibe right now. When I work on a record, I gotta go out and fill it out and make sure it is what people want. Right now, I'm just trying to make sure that people wanna hear me. And when I know that, I go back to the studio and make something that feels good. So I don't really know what producer or what it's gonna be about. I know when the feeling is right, I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
Okay, that's what's up. How was it working with the late and legendary Tupac Shakur?
Tupac was a personal friend of mine, so being able to work with him in the studio was a blessing and a treat. Because he showed me how to speed up, because I was kind of like slow. Like, I would take a long time to make songs and work with him. Help me get faster on my draw, you know what I'm saying? To make records fast and really go to work and try to get people what they want real fast as opposed to taking so long to make it happen.
Okay. Did you feel like it was competitive when you and Pop were on the same label with Death Row Records?
I felt like it was friendly competition, you know. It was needed. It was necessary to compete, you know, but compete in the right manner. It was never disrespecting or mad at each other, but only bringing the best out of each other.
Okay. We all know you started out very young. Do you think the hip-hop game changed for the best or for the worst?
The hip-hop generation in the hip-hop community and the hip-hop in general has definitely changed for the better. Because now you got so many kids that are able to get in the game and find a future and build their fan base and do things that feel good to them and have their parents support them. Because their parents were raised off hip-hop, so for their parents to pass it on to their kids and see their kids be a part of it is beautiful. Hip-hop has come a long way, and now it's in everyone's household. It is something that's familiar. It's nothing that's strange anymore. You can eat. You know, your parents would never say you can listen to hip-hop. Now the parents are up on hip-hop. So it's a beautiful thing that hip-hop is going so far, and it's going many places.
So which hip-hop artist you would say taking the game to the next level right now?
Hip-hop artist taking the game to the next level right now definitely would be Snoop Dogg.
That's what's up. Is it hard being a hip-hop artist knowing that you have teen children that are new, you know, tuned in on this hip-hop music game? Did you change your lyrics or your style at all because you have kids that are teenagers right now?
I think maybe for the most part for my daughter, I made more songs that were more friendly and more easy on her ears. Where, you know, like she can hear songs like for me and Katy Perry, California Girl. You know, that's a song that I did mainly for my daughter and for the women in my life, you know what I'm saying? So that way it wouldn't be so taken out of context of me making hardcore records, because I'm hardcore, so that's where I come from. But at the same time, I got a song about creative women, so I wanted to make a record in the place that.
Okay, speaking of children, I was told you coach a football team. Can you separate being a rap artist and still be considered as
Definitely. I mean, when I call football, I'm Coach Snoop. They can't call me Snoop Dogg, the rapper. We don't do no rapping, no videos. We do strictly football. And when I'm in those kids' faces and I'm coaching them, it's a life lesson that I'm coaching them on, which have nothing to do with the music industry or the music in general. So it's an honor and a treat for them to call me Coach Snoop and for me to be able to spend time in a kid named Isaac and to help them grow into young men. There's a lot of young men right now that are on their way to college that I had a part of their lives as far as coaching them and raising them. And that feels good to me to be able to know that I have to do it, you know, correcting them and getting their lives right.
Recently, you all on television program called The View, talking about your daughter being diagnosed with lupus. How are you and your family coping with that?
Well, we're dealing with it, you know. That's the kind of disease where they don't have no cure, and it's like, you know, you can either take it in a negative way, you can take it in a positive way. What we do, we have a great spirit about it. And you don't live with anything, you know what I'm saying? That's what this life is all about, just being able to live through a disease, a problem, whatever you have, just be able to live through it. I always done things for like.